I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, remaining very concerned about what's happened with his wife, his family, and the circumstances there. Obviously, I don't know. I had a busy weekend, and you know, I did mention that things may change radically. Evidence to that effect seems like it's at the table. But that'll probably still take a few more days, and I'll let you know. Well, yeah, right. Anyway, but one other thing that it was remarkable encouragement, and I wanted to share it. One of the things we can do, since this is edited, is I can pause for a moment. I just got a phone call from the Leonards in the big city of Ducktown, and we spoke for a bit. They now host Jim's mom and Mike, who is another relative. He's, I think, 80 some. Anyway, so the four of them live together in this relatively small place on a good bit of land out in the mountains. But apparently, Jim's mom is, Sharon describes her as possessed. There are apparently really serious issues. And the thing that I try to make clear or to encourage is Sharon said she just marvels at how Jim got through the growing up with a mom that acted that way. And what I tried to encourage and remind her of that, if someone can go through that kind of life growing up, probably it's because the Lord has that person in his hands. And when I look at Jim Leonard, and the relationship I've had with him, he's a strange fellow, unlike me, who is not strange at all. Yeah, right. But I see in him, like me, a clumsy man. But he shows love. I've seen that in him. And of course, the best picture we have is when he and I were together. We went, shared lunch together, and he wanted to get something for whatever at a Kmart, when there was an actual Kmart here in Cleveland, which there isn't anymore. So I went in, this is years ago, went in the store with him, and then Sharon took a picture of Jim and I at this Kmart, because they had some, clothing and whatnot for deer hunters. And he put on a hat, and I put on a hat. And then we were together with our silly grins, and it came out great. But I look at Jim as a friend and see God's grace in him, in spite of the stresses he's seen in his life. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you is I went to Publix yesterday. On the way there, I was thinking, do I do the short way back? Because I was going to go on the way back, see Gary and Lynn. Or do we do a slightly longer way back on the Greenway? And I thought, I need to, because my walking has been a little shy, because it's cold, and I don't like to walk in the cold. But so I did the slightly longer walk. And the way it ends, because I guess I've become a little strange. I like to take the hills. Hills are really hard because I don't slow down. I slow down going downhills. I can't take going downhills well. But there are several places where it's, I looked at a topo map. So they range from about 50 to 80 feet, depending upon which one it is, of a 50% grade. And to walk that at a high speed is hard. And frequently, it used to be I couldn't do it. Then it got to the point I could do it and I was huffing and puffing. And for the one that's about 80 feet, I'm still kind of huffing and puffing when I get to the top. But for this one on 20th Street that I was finishing off on, I think, like I say, it's about 40 or 50 feet. Not a problem. I kept up a very good, I've kept up a faster pace going up the hill than most people walk, by far. And as I was getting, I was maybe two-thirds of the way up, I heard a car coming up. And I said, okay, there was plenty of room, so it wasn't too stressed. But I, you know, you could sense by the what you heard that they slowed down. And I was wondering, was it because something else, or was it because of me? And, you know, slowed down, waited a moment, and I kept walking. And then they came up to me, and windows down, and called out to me, and asked if I needed help, which was very encouraging. And I thanked them, obviously, and said that you know, I do this for my joy, and it really is a joy. But the thing that really surprised me, these were two young black women. And, you know, if you, kind of the TV version of today, that really doesn't, you know, no, they wouldn't do that. But I've thought about it because it's not these two black women. But I've had four or five. One was simply a guy who was also walking, who I don't think is in that good of health, but he's striving to walk, and he's commented. We had a conversation, and he talked about how he's been informed that he should walk more, and I did try to encourage him. But then there was another guy, Brian, who I've mentioned before, who offered me a ride. There was another young lady, I didn't get a name, offered me a coat. And there was the one woman who was in a nurse's garb over a year ago who asked me, "Are you cold?" Which I actually, but. All of these, except for that one nurse, are black people. Because, in the community I live, there's a white section, there's a Hispanic section, and there's a black section. And, you know, they kind of intermix, but there is the intermix, and there is some distinction. And it's fascinating, the relationships that I had, because I do have relationships with several people in the Hispanic community. And I find it fascinating, especially with the tensions in the world domestically. Some of the people who have shown me the greatest kindness are part of the black community, which is opposite, again, what the news media will tell you. And I find that a joy. Also, being a couple of young women... You know, coming up to this guy carrying bags. Because, you know, I have thought, because, you know, carrying bags like that. The bag I carry right now doesn't look as bad, but some of the bags I used to carry, you know, it's kind of the thing you expect. Are you a homeless guy? And since I've been that, you know, no, I'm not. You know, I really think about that. I do, when I walk around, probably look like a homeless guy. However, I'm wearing really expensive clothes and really expensive boots and carrying an expensive bag. You know, obviously I don't have a car and whatnot. So it's kind of like, you know, it's, I guess I'm really odd. Yeah, I wear expensive clothes, expensive shoes, and I live a very cheap lifestyle. That's where my money goes. You know, I've figured now I'm spending about $1,000 a year on my boots. You know, a lot less than people spend on their car, but because of the fact that it's such a big factor in my transportation, I do wear good boots. And my feet are fine. My feet are actually, I think, in better shape than they've been in years. As is the rest of my body. You know, today, instead of doing 512 jumping jacks, I did 640. You know, I'm in great shape, and my form has improved radically. Anyway, I was encouraged by that interaction. I'd like to interact with my own family. Anyway, long message that no one will hear. But at least I said it. My lady, your husband loves you very much.